我们先再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，我们感谢你，真是你与我们在各处的感恩节的聚集同在。
We thank you that you presence your presence with all the Thanksgiving gatherings among us.
哦，您的圣灵，您的爱也激励我们的众弟兄姊妹。哦，真是把我们从主那里所领受、所经历的哦一切您的恩典，我们来交通见证出来。
And your Holy Spirit and your love constrained us so that among the multitude of the brothers and sisters, you encourage us to share with all what we have experienced in you.
主啊，我们把下面的时间，我们全然的仰望在恩主的手里。
We give the ensuing time entirely unto your gracious hands.
愿你的圣灵带领我们六位弟兄姊妹的交通见证和分享。
May your Holy Spirit lead the sharing and the testimony of our six brothers and sisters.
愿主的名得着一切的荣耀。
May the name of the Lord gain all glory.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. 今天教会邀请六位弟兄姊妹和我们交通分享他们的见证。
Today, the church has invited six brothers and sisters to share with us their experience and their testimony.
我们请弟兄姊妹到前面来跟我们交通。
We ask the brothers and sisters to come forward and share with us.
第一位交通的是Michelle Lee 姊妹。
The first is Sister Michelle Lee.
嗨I wanted to start my sharing with reading a few verses from 1 Corinthians 12.
在我开始交通之前，我想跟你们分享几节圣经，是在哥林多前书第十二章。
Verse 12, for even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ.
林前十二章第十二节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many.
第十四节，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
Verse 18, now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he desired.
第十八节，但如今神随自己的意思把肢体居各安排在身上了。
Verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Or again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
第二十一节，眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。
On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on those we bestow more abundant honor.
第二十二、二十三节，不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面。
And verse 24, the second part. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked.
第二十四节后半部，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体。
So that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another.
第二十五节，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
And lastly, verse 27, now you are Christ's body and individually members of it.
最后是二十七节，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
So this morning, my sharing is about how this year God has really made these verses very real to me.
我今天想跟大家交通的就是，今年神如何把这几节圣经非常真实的显现在我面前。
There are two particular experiences that has taught me what it means to be a member of the body that's united in Jesus Christ.
特别是我今年有两个经历让我真实的看到肢体是在身子里面联合成为一。
The first experience is actually in my workplace.
第一个经历是在我工作单位身上。
Some of you may know I teach middle school, and at my school, we actually have a weekly Bible study on Friday during lunch.
你们有的人可能知道我是教初中的，在我学校星期五吃中饭的时候是有查经班。
The kids can choose to come to this, it's not required.
这些小孩孩子们是可以自由选择参加，并不是强迫性要他们参加。
And one of the clearest memories I have from this year is right before our very first meeting of the year.
我印象最深刻的就是今年他第一次查经开始之前。
One of my students was standing in the hallway, and as his friends were going to lunch, he was encouraging all of them to come to Bible study.
那我其中有个学生呢，他就站在走廊那里，叫所有的学生，他们还没去吃午饭之前，就请他们来参加查经班。
Now this student is one of the most popular boys in the grade.
我这个学生呢是这全级最受欢迎的一个学生。
And at this age, they're very obsessed with, you know, what people think about them, and it's easy to just try to want to fit in all the time.
那在这个年纪，很多人就是孩子们，他们就很希望就是成为很受欢迎的人，他们很注重其他人怎么样看他们，他们很希望就是大家都接受他们。
And here was this boy, he was telling all his friends from the football team to just come and try it out this once, you never know, just come and try it.
那这个男生呢，他就告诉所有美式足球队的队员，跟他们说，你来参加，就参加一次就可以了，你来试试看，没什么样的。
And since that Friday, most of his friends have been coming every single week to Bible study.
从那个礼拜五之后，所有他的那些朋友都每一个星期来参加查经班。
And I was just so encouraged to see that this boy, he's not only unashamed of the name of Jesus, but he is actively telling his peers to come and learn more about the Bible.
那我因此大受鼓励，因为这个孩子不但只是不因为耶稣的名受耻，而且他还不断的极力鼓励他其他的朋友来参加查经班。
Through this and other times during the year, the Lord has shown me how real His Spirit is among the younger generation.
神也借着这件事情给我看到圣灵在就说比较年轻的一辈当中是如何的有能力。
These aren't just kids, but they are younger brothers and sisters.
他们不单只是孩子们，他们是我们更年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And sometimes, I admit, I think of them as less honorable.
有的时候我看他们好像觉得他们并不体面。
But God has shown me that they can often be the most encouraging if we just allow Him to show us.
可是很多时候神让我看到他们其实是可以让我们大受鼓励，我们只需要看到他们是我们的肢体。
And my second experience came through a difficult time in my life this past year.
另外我的一个经历是在我生命当中非常艰苦的一段时间。
And God used two of close sisters of mine to basically force me to seek counsel from some older brothers and sisters.
那有两个跟我比较最亲密的姊妹就强迫我跟一些比较年长的弟兄姊妹有交通。
And these older brothers and sisters, some of them I've never been close to personally before.
这些比较年长的弟兄姊妹我以前并不熟悉。
And in response to my seeking them, these brothers and sisters reached out to me with overwhelming love and wise guidance.
因为我向这些年长的弟兄姊妹求问，所以他们就用他们的爱来激励我，并且不断的鼓励我。
And they checked up on me regularly, and they invited me into their homes. But most of all, they constantly prayed for me.
他们不断地看看我到底就说发生什么事情，然后他们也不断地请我去他们家，然后他也不断地很信实地为我祷告。
And I can honestly testify that the power of prayer is real and true, and there are few greater blessings than being prayed for by other brothers and sisters.
我可以就说做见证说祷告的功用真的是这么的真实，然后有人帮你祷告真的是很有福的一件事情。
So through both of these situations, God has taught me how necessary it is to see that the body of Christ is one, and especially across different generations.
所以这些经历让我看到，神的身体身子真的是就是一个，然后不同的辈分当中也是大家彼此做肢体。
After witnessing and experiencing this firsthand, I am more encouraged to value all the members of the body.
经历过这些事情，亲身经历过这些事情之后，我真的是更希望成为身体中间做肢体的一部分。
And to be a part of God's work as he continues to build his church and perfect his bride.
当神不断地建造教会建立他的心腹的时候，我真的希望是能在他的工作之中。
Thank the Lord.
下面我们请杨征胜弟兄给我们做见证。
Greetings.
上个星期的那感恩节的晚上呢，我们全家去了王海滨弟兄和孙斌姊妹的家里。
So last Thanksgiving we went to the home of Brother Haibing and Sister Grace.
那天晚上我们坐在那里，我真的觉得是非常享受。
That night it was such a blessing for us to be with that family.
因为在那听到非常多的感恩的见证。
Because I heard much testimony from out of gratitude.
那天我坐在那，我就想，要是每天都是感恩节就好了。
And as I was sitting there that night, I was thinking it was so great if every day were to be Thanksgiving.
真的是一个感恩的人，才是一个快乐的人。
Truly, a man of thankfulness is somebody who is happy.
感恩的人也是在灵里面健康的人。
Someone who is thankful is someone who is healthy in the spirit.
我跟我的姊妹呢，也有一些感恩的见证。
My wife and I also have some testimony of gratitude.
我先讲讲我姊妹的见证。
Let me first share with you the testimony of my wife.
认识我们的人知道，我们家姊妹，五年前呢，她是被诊断出有癌症。
Some of you may know that 5 years ago she was diagnosed with cancer.
记得那个治疗癌症那个过程呢，当然对我们家来说是一个困难的一段时间。
Throughout her therapy, it was a very difficult time for our family.
那真的是感谢神和弟兄姐妹的扶持。
We thank the Lord for and the help from all the brothers and sisters.
现在已经过去五年多了。
Five plus years have gone by.
有时候呢，事情过去以后，我们又开始又经常是有一些容易忘记。
A lot of times we are forgetful.
感谢神，今年我们又想起了这件事情，把感谢再次归给神。
We thank the Lord that now He reminded us again about these events, and we offer up thanksgiving to Him again.
还有一件事情，就是在我们家有两个上高中生的男孩子。
Also, in our home, there are two boys who are in high school.
我们父母亲跟大年龄的孩子之间的关系呢，也出现了一些问题。
There have been some issues between the parents and the older kids.
我们试图用了很多的方法来控制他们。
We use many means to try to control them.
但是越来越不 work.
More and more it doesn't work.
感谢神，今年呢，神在让我们父母亲在这方面学习一些功课。
So we thank the Lord that the Lord enabled us parents to learn some lessons in this matter.
我们不但是只是把我们制定的一些规则强加在他们身上。
We're not forcing upon them rules that we want to enforce on them.
我们更多的求神的恩典和智慧。
We entreat the Lord for His grace and His wisdom.
让神在我们自己身上先做改变的工作。
We ask the Lord to first change us.
然后希望用这个榜样的力量能够改变我们的孩子们。
And then we ask the Lord for His keeping powers on our children.
不是说我们已经做得很好了。
It is not that we've already attained.
我们刚刚才开始。
We merely just started.
但是我们看到神是信实的。
But we see that God is faithful.
我们的希望也放在神的身上。
And our hope is in God.
我们也知道这件事情神肯定会做到底。
And we know that God would bring this matter to the uttermost.
我自己的见证呢，首先也是在这个教育孩子方面。
With respect to my own testimony, first of all, it also relates to bringing up the children.
认识我的人知道我是做电脑软件的。
People who know me know that I'm in software engineering.
我对那个互联网和那个电脑是非常熟悉的。
So I'm very familiar with the internet and the computers.
所以我们家以前有时候想看点电影的时候，我都去跑去网站上去 download。
So before, if family wanted to watch movies, we would just download from the internet.
不，那电影就是刚刚才进电影院，我就可以看到了。
So I can watch movies that were, first show commercial movies in the theaters. First run commercial.
今年通过我姊妹的提醒呢，我意识到这件事情是不对的。
So through reminders from my wife, I realized this was wrong.
就是神确实在各个方面，哪怕很小事情上，他也要纠正我们。
So in all things, even in very small things, the Lord is correcting us.
所以我就对我们的孩子们说，从现在开始，我们就不能再去下载这些电影了。
So I said to our kids, we can no longer download free movies.
但是我们的孩子还是来，有时候还来试试我。
But our children are still testing me from time to time.
前一阵子呢，他又想看一个电影。
Earlier, he wanted to watch another movie.
我就说你们去外面去租去。
So I told them go rent it elsewhere.
结果他说电影还在电影院里面。
So the kids said the movie is still being shown in theaters.
也就是说没有 DVD 这些东西都没有。
So no DVDs can be rented.
所以我就说这不可能的，我爸爸也没办法弄到这个点。
So I said this is impossible. I can't get hold of it either.
但是我儿子就说你不是有个网站吗？
So my son reminded me, can't you get onto that particular website?
我就说，哎呦，连你都知道了。
So I said, oh, even my son realized this.
所以我就知道我们以前的行为，有时候在我们孩子身上，这个榜样，坏榜样的力量也是很大的。
So then it dawned on me that bad examples can also influence our kids greatly.
所以我就认真的跟他有一次交谈。
So I say to him solemnly.
所以很严肃地说这个事情我们以后不能做了。
So I say to him solemnly that this is something we cannot no longer do.
因为在我的工作中呢，今年也发生了一些变化。
Furthermore, there are changes in my job.
我现在在我这个公司已经工作了十八年了。
I've worked at my current company over 18 years.
我已经有过无数的老板了。
I have numerous bosses.
但是奇妙的是，也是神的保守，这些老板对我的特别好。
But wonderfully, all these bosses are very, very good to me. Have been very good to me.
就是没有一个对我是严格的。
None of them have been very strict with me.
所以我经常是被允许在家里上班。
So I'm allowed to work from home oftentimes.
尽管我的同事都不允许在家上班。
Even though they don't allow my colleagues to work from home.
可能是因为我住的地方比较远一点。
It could also be that I live quite far.
但今年呢，来了一个新的老板。
But this year I have a new boss.
他并不认识我。
He does not know me.
他来了以后不久呢，就找到我。
Upon his arrival, very soon he located me.
他说你能不能跟别人一样来公司上班。
He asked me to show up at work just like everybody else.
我找不出一个很好的理由来说我不行。
So I can't find a good excuse to say why I can't show up in person to work.
但是我因为我自己骄傲了，我就想，哎呀，我应该换个工作了。
But at the time I was very prideful and I said maybe I should change to another job.
我边一边这么想呢，我确实去做，把那个我的 resume 放在了 internet 上面。
And as I was contemplating, I actually put my resume on the internet.
但是奇妙的是神有他自己的计划。
But wondrously, God has his own plans.
很快我意识到我的这个态度是不对的。
The moment I realized my attitude was not correct.
我应该服从我的老板。
I needed to be subject to my boss.
于是我就认真的去每天都去上班。
So then I took it upon myself to seriously show up to work in person.
那奇妙的是，我去上班以后，我才发现，啊，神要给我的确实比我想的要好得多。
So wondrously, I realized that what God wanted to give me is better than what I had originally contemplated.
不光是我的生活更有规律了。
It's not just that I am leading a more rigorous life.
我在公司里也发现，我虽然已经工作十几年了。但是有非常多的人我其实根本就不认识。
Also, even though I've worked some years, there are many people that I do not know at work.
我这次去了以后就认识了非常多的人，各个部门的人我都认识了。
Since I started to show up to work in person, I started to get to know many people from different departments.
我对我们那个软件系统以前呢，我只知道我做的那部分。
So before I only knew about the finance portion that I was involved in at work.
但现在呢，我对整个系统都了解了。
Now I'm familiar with the entire financial system.
我也能够帮助别人。
I can also help other people.
以前呢，我就是自己一个人工作，我也不帮助别人，我也当然也不要求别人帮助我。
Before I was just working on my own, I didn't help other people and I didn't require other people to help me.
但现在我发现帮助别人啊，也是一件非常甜美的事情。
Now I realize it is also a sweet thing to be able to help other people.
就因为我多发了几个 email, 今年我就居然有人提名让我得了一个200块钱的奖。
Because I have been sending more emails, somebody nominated me and I got an award for $200.
我也不知道，我当时把感谢赞美都归给神。
Of course, I give all thanksgiving and praises to God.
有一圣经经节。
There's this Bible verse.
罗马书第八章第28节。
Romans 8:28.
他说的是，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被招的人。
Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
神在我们每一个人身上有他美好的旨意。
God has a wonderful purpose in each one of us.
有时候我们遇到一些挫折的时候，真的是要把信心放在神的身上。
Sometimes we run into some blunders, but we really need to put our faith in God.
耶和华的心是赐福的意念。
The heart of Jehovah God is to grant us blessings.
所以尽管我们现在有很多时候，像昨天还有声音告诉我说，你其实不配给神做见证。
So even though last night some voice was telling me within me was telling me that you are not worthy to testify for God.
我也承认，的确是如此。
And I also admit it is truly so.
从行为来看，很多时候我们都是活在肉体里面。
If you judge from outward conduct, a lot of times we live in the flesh.
但是从很多的经验，我们能看到神他没有放弃我和我们家。
Although from actual experience, I know that God has never forsaken me and my house.
所以尽管我们家里还是有时候有争吵。
So even though in our house, sometimes we still have arguments.
但是我坚信我们的神是要完成他的工作。
But I firmly believe that our God will finish his work.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主今天可以在这里跟大家做一点见证为了主。
I thank you that I could testify for the Lord on his behalf before you.
愿荣耀颂赞都给主和我们的父神。
May glory and blessing be unto God and our Father.
感谢主神特别爱我。
I thank the Lord that God particularly loves me.
在过去十多年的经历中我完全被神的爱神的大能所折服。
The 10 plus years I have been totally captured by his love.
而且清楚知道他爱我在先。
And I clearly know that he loves me first.
是他拣选了我。
It is he who has chosen me first.
他的爱子做了赎罪祭。
And his beloved son has become the redemption.
因信耶稣我自己的生命也得救赎成为神的宝贝。
And because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, my life is also redeemed, and I become precious in his sight.
感谢赞美主，我是2001年2月10日来到美国的。
I came to the U.S. on February 10th, 2001.
特别蒙福，在我来到美国的第一天，神就让我认识了他。
On the first day upon arrival, I was so blessed to know the Lord.
让我知道并承认他是这个世界的主宰他是爱
and I know and I even knew and confessed that he was God and he was the creator of the earth
虽然在那之前我完全不了解圣经教会也完全没有接触过任何福音和信徒
even though prior to that point I've never heard of the gospel or church or have not been in contact with any saints
我记得2001年2月10日那天是一个星期五
I remember that February 10th, 2001 was a Friday
我从中国飞到亚特兰大姐姐家
I flew to, from China to my sister's home in Atlanta
当天晚上他们家里正有一个团契的聚会
That night there was a fellowship gathering at her house
就在那天晚上神就借着哥林多前书第13章4到8节
And just that night, God used the verses from 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 through 8.
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈爱是不嫉妒不自夸不做害羞的事不求自己的益处不轻易发怒不计算人的恶不喜欢不义只喜欢真理爱是永不止息
And so these words from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 Love is patient, love is kind and is not jealous Love does not brag and is not arrogant Does not act unbecomingly It does not seek its own Is not provoked Does not take into account a wrong suffered Does not rejoice in unrighteousness But rejoices with the truth Love never fails
神就借着这些我从来没有听过的话不断地敲打我的心门
So God utilized these words that I've never heard of before and it keeps, these words keep knocking on my, the door of my heart
让我亲身经历了神的爱经历了圣灵的感动
So I personally experienced the love of God and also the power of the Holy Spirit
虽然当时我连什么是圣灵都不知道但我里面的感觉就是在今天我仍然可以真切地感觉得到
Even though I didn't even know what the Holy Spirit was but at that moment I knew that I was being constrained by the Holy Spirit
在当年接下来的七月份我就来到了休斯顿
July of that same year I came to Houston
当我第一次来到我们教会以后就深深地被吸引爱上了教会
Once I started to attend the church here, I'm very captured by the gatherings here.
我就每个星期都盼着星期五能够快点到，然后就是星期天的主日。
Every week I look forward to Fridays and Sundays.
然后之后呢，我就很顺畅的，当我看别人受洗归入主名下时，我就特别的渴慕，就要受洗。
So also I see other people being baptized and I also desire to be baptized.
于是在当年的12月16日我就在众人面前宣告受洗归入主基督耶稣里。
So that same year on December 16th, I was baptized unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我整个信主的过程没有明显的问题、疑惑或者是挣扎。
So in my whole getting to receive Jesus as my Savior, there was no confusion or conflicts or anything.
我非常单纯的就来到了主的面前，带着渴慕。
So with simplicity, I just came before the Lord by just like that.
我还记得就是在我还没有受洗之前，我就常常跟主说话。
I remember that before I was baptized, I constantly talked to the Lord.
就是连走路过马路的时候，我都会说主啊，我过马路了。
So even though when I was walking or I was crossing the street, I would tell the Lord, Lord, I'm crossing the street.
这是真实的，我的心中真是满了喜乐。
This is true. My heart was full of joy.
我的考验是在我信主以后逐渐增多的。
My test started to show up after I've received the Lord.
我不是一个谦卑的人。
I am not a humble person.
我总是要耍小聪明。
I wanted to be witty.
因为从小到大比较独立，所以在信主以后，在日常的生活当中也常常是自己计划安排一切的事情。
So from my youth, I was someone who has been very independent, and so I plan and plot everything on my own.
没有把神放在首位，因此也吃了许多的苦头。
Since I did not put God in first place, I have suffered much.
但神是现实的，他不抛弃我。
However, God is faithful. He has never forsaken me.
他的爱一直陪伴着我，倾倒在我的身上。
His love has continually accompanying me, and his love has been pouring into me.
也让我在他的爱里成长，更多的认识他。
And his love also enables me to grow in him.
我们家在2008年五月底的时候，因为要移民加拿大，所以我们就要离开美国。
Toward the end of May in 2008, my family had to immigrate into Canada, and we have to leave Houston.
我们全家一直为这件事祷告，神就亲自带领。
Our family has been praying constantly about this matter, and the Lord personally led us.
当时我们对加拿大一点都不了解，不知道该往哪里去。
At the time, we knew nothing about Canada. We did not know where to go.
可是神知道。
However, God knew.
他事先就派了一对我们非常熟悉又很爱我们的弟兄姊妹，提前一年搬到了加拿大的蒙特利尔。
So there was this couple that we know very well, and they moved to Montreal first, a year ahead of us.
可是我不愿意顺服。
However, I was not willing to submit.
因为Montreal 是一个讲法语的地方。而我们全家都不会法语，我不知道如何在那里生活。
Because Montreal is French speaking, and none of us in our family speak French, so I did not know how we would have a living.
于是我就将找房子的目标都放在了多伦多，并委托当地一位做 agent 的姐妹帮忙。
So I put all my hope in Toronto, and I even asked a sister who was a real estate agent to help me look for an apartment.
一个多月过去了，没有找到任何可以考虑的房子。
A month has passed by, and we couldn't locate one house that is suitable.
这时，神又将另一对弟兄姊妹从 Montreal 带到了我当时居住的六福公寓，做我的新邻居。
And then, at that time, God led another couple who were believers to become my neighbor in my Houston apartment.
当我每天都为在多伦多找不到合适的房子而浪费时间的时候，几乎还没怎么与我讲过几次话的这个新邻居，他们家的姊妹就来敲我的家门。
Because I was worrying about how we could not find a suitable house in Toronto, this new neighbor, this new wife would come and knock on my door.
就问我为何不搬到 Montreal 呢？
And she asked me, why didn't you move to Montreal?
我说我不会法语。
And I say, I don't know French.
姐妹就说那是双语区，不会法语没问题。
So our sister said, this is a zone for dual languages. It's okay if you don't know French.
而且还介绍了很多当地魁北克政府对新移民非常优厚的福利政策。
And she also introduced me to all these very extremely beneficial policies toward new immigrants by the Quebec government.
当时我就在想，主啊，你派了一对弟兄姊妹过去，又派了一对弟兄姊妹过来，你是为我安排的吗？
So I asked the Lord, you know, you sent a couple from Montreal to me, and then you also sent another couple that I know to Montreal. Is this something that you're arranging for me?
好像我就应该往那边去想一想。
So maybe I should think a little bit about Montreal.
于是我就说，主啊，那我就试试。
So I said to the Lord, I will try a little bit.
看结果如何。
Let me see what the result is.
于是我就开始在 Montreal 找房子。
So then I started to look for a house in Montreal.
结果非常的顺利，我在 Montreal 找的第一个房子就是我们搬到加拿大的家。
So, and then very smoothly, the first house we looked for was the house that we moved to in Montreal.
就好像那个房子就是为我们预备的。
It is as if this house was prepared for us.
当那个在 Montreal 的姐妹帮我把房子租下来，然后我售给在六福公寓的这个姐妹看的时候。
So when the sister in Montreal rented this house for us, and I showed it to the sister who came from Montreal in my Houston apartment.
她说你的房子原来就在我租住的房子的隔壁。
and she said, your house is located right next to our old house in Montreal.
就多么奇妙的是，我家的厨房就正对着她原来家的客厅外边的阳台。
So my kitchen would face her old balcony.
感谢主，我因着我们的这一次搬家，神让我们全家真实的经历了他的爱和信实。
So I truly thank the Lord that because of this experience, we experienced His faithfulness and His love.
也让我们真实的就是把我们的心愿意放在神的身上。
And very truthfully, we decided to put our hearts in Him.
首先，神感动两位非常年轻的弟兄为我们开优号，因为。
So first, God moved the hearts of two very young brothers to drive the U-Haul moving truck for us.
长途跋涉开了差不多2000个 mile 抵达了 Montreal.
They drove over 2,000 miles to get to Montreal.
当我们抵达所住的公寓的时候，外面有20多位从未谋面的弟兄，甚至福音朋友都在等着帮我们搬家。
So when we got to Montreal, there were 20-some people we've never met, even gospel friends who were waiting to move us into our apartment.
就像我们当时离开休斯顿时，有众多的弟兄姊妹们为我们忙碌一样。
Just like when we moved from Houston, there were many brothers and sisters who were laboring in love for us.
以至于过后，我的新邻居就会说你搬家好壮观啊。
So much so that my new neighbor said, it is such a great scene when you moved in.
而当他们得知这两位年轻的弟兄是专门开车送我们来的时候，就更加震惊了。
So when these new neighbors of mine found out that these two young brothers drove particularly to Montreal for us, they were in huge shock.
无不被神的爱所感动。
They were truly moved by the love of God.
以至于在几年以后还有人不断地提起这件事情对他们的影响。
Even several years have passed by and people still mention the impact of this event.
我记得当时在我们离开休斯顿之前，在一位弟兄家里的送别聚会当中。
So I remember that there was a farewell party at one of the brothers' house in Houston.
海滨弟兄曾经说，他说严坤你不用怕，你一路上的平安神都保守。
So I remember Brother Haibing said that do not be afraid. Every path that you would take, the Lord will watch over you.
甚至你在哪里吃饭，在哪里上厕所，神都为你安排好了。
So much so that wherever you eat or you use the bathroom, the Lord would watch over you.
这是真实的，因为我们真的就是经历了在哪里吃饭，在哪里上厕所，神都安排好了的时间。
So it is,
真的。
It is really true that wherever we eat our meals and go to the bathroom, it has all been rearranged by God.
以至于我在当时我就不得不承认，神啊，你真是连我的头发都数算过了。
So at a time I cannot but admit that even all the hairs on my head have been numbered by you.
在蒙特利尔的六年里，神真实的带领我们全家在日常的生活当中经历他丰盛的恩典和带领。
So in our 6 years in Montreal, God has enabled us to be led by Him in His faithfulness.
可以说每一天每一件事他都不放弃，都要让我们得着益处。
It's almost like every day and every matter that we experience, He wants us to gain something.
就如诗篇65篇11节所说的，你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都低下脂油。
Just like the words from Psalm 65, Thou hast crowned the year with thy bounty, and thy paths drip with fatness.
这不是指我们在物质生活上的需求，更是我们在属灵生命上的长进。
This is not just referring to physical needs, but it is also referring to the growth in the spiritual matters.
他亲自带领，因为赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Because he personally has been leading us, and the Lord gives and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
感谢主，我生命中所有的一切都离不开神。
I thank the Lord that everything in my life cannot be outside of God.
他是如此真实的在我的生命里爱我、保护我、带领我。
He loves me and leads me in such a real way.
让我无可推诿。
So that I have no excuse.
以前是神爱我，可我却常常背逆他。
Previously, God did love me, but I rebelled against him constantly.
可我对神背逆，当我对神的爱顺服一点的时候，就接受多一点。
However, when I am submit to the love of the Lord more, I would submit to Him more.
背逆的时候，就完全将神的爱阻挡了。
But when I rebel against Him, I totally oppose His love.
但神爱我不变。
However, the love that God has for me does not change.
现在我长大了一些，有了一点点爱主的心。
So now I have grown a little and I have a little love toward the Lord.
当我这个爱主的心在我里面出来的时候，主就给我更多的爱，就让我体会更丰富，生命也就变得更甜美了。
So as this little love toward the Lord is manifested more, He poured out more love into my life so that my life is sweeter and its love is more abundant.
感谢赞美主，愿我爱主更多，我也要爱主更多。
Thank and praise the Lord. I want to love the Lord more, and I need to love the Lord more.
谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
下面请吴晓辉弟兄分享。
Thank you, 谢谢主给我这个机会，能够站在这个位置，向弟兄姊妹做主荣耀的见证。
I thank the Lord that He has given me this opportunity and to be in this position to make a glorious testimony for God.
我记得在几个月前，在我们的周六晨祷组上，我有一个交通。
I remember several months ago, I had this sharing in our morning watch on Saturdays.
那是有关我做的一个梦。
It relates to a dream I had.
因为我梦见我要上台讲道。
I dreamt about I was going to the pulpit to preach.
然后呢，我准备了很长时间。
And I prepared for a long time.
然后当我走在讲台上的时候，然后紧张的一句话没有讲，讲不出来。
But in my dream, I was so nervous. When I got to the pulpit, I could not utter a word.
然后紧张的就从梦中惊醒了。
And then in my anxiety, I woke up from my dreams.
然后当时呢，我跟弟兄姊妹在晨祷会上交通的时候，大家也跟今天一样一笑而过。
And when I shared with brothers and sisters that morning watch, all the brothers and sisters laughed with me.
可是想不到这一天很快真的就实现了。
Unbelievably, this day actually showed up.
因为星期一翁弟兄给我打电话说要我交通的时候，我还特意问了是不是要上讲台讲啊。
When Brother James called me on Monday, I particularly inquired of him as to whether I needed to stand on the pulpit.
我说那样会很紧张的。
Then he said, otherwise I would be very nervous.
翁弟兄说不用不用，你就坐在位置上讲就可以了。
So Brother James says, no, you can just sit on your own seat.
所以今天当我看到第一个姊妹交通的时候要上讲台，我一想这个梦怎么很快就实现了。
So when I saw the first sister, she had to step up to the pulpit to share. I was like, oh, the dream is going to be realized.
所以现在我是既紧张也激动。
So now I am very agitated as well as anxious.
今年这个感恩的季节呢，我听的最多的一个故事就是主耶稣治好十个长大麻风的故事。
During this period of Thanksgiving, the story I've heard the most about was this story where the Lord has healed the 10 lepers.
甚至翁兄哥打电话的时候也提到这个故事。
So when Brother James called me, he also mentioned this story as well.
然后我在想这主在这个故事上有什么旨意呢？
So I was pondering over what God's will is on the story.
所以我在想我是这十个当中的一个吗？
So I was thinking, am I one of the 10 lepers?
我就把这个故事又重复读了两遍。
So I read the story twice.
这十个长大麻风的被治好以后只有一个回去把荣耀赞美归给神。
So out of these 10 lepers, one out of 10 gave thanksgiving and praises to God.
然后主耶稣最后说，你的信就让你起来走吧。
And then ultimately Jesus said to him, your faith has healed you, rise and go.
当我读到这一句的时候，
When I read those words,
我想我不应该是这十个当中的人。
So I think maybe I should not be one of the 10.
因为我想我应该是第十一个人。
I should be number 11.
因为这个人他得了主的荣耀，他虽然把荣耀献给了主，但他离弃了主，离主而去。
Even though this person has gained the glory of God, he has departed from the glory of God.
所以今天我们就是说，既主拣选了我们，我们也愿意跟随主，也愿意把荣耀归给主。
So today we have received the Lord and we have received His glory and we desire to follow Him.
他是我们能力的磐石，是我们的盾牌和高台。
He is the rock of our strength. He is our high tower and fortress.
愿他今天能得到他当得的荣耀和敬拜。
May He gain the glory and worship that He deserves.
细数今年神在我们家的恩典。
And as I'm thinking about the grace that He has bestowed upon our family,
我想最大的一个恩典莫过于我们的孩子从康尼治毕业了，并且找到了工作。
So the greatest blessing is that our child has graduated from college and has found a job.
这件事情对于一般的家庭来说，好像是顺理成章的事情。
To a normal family, this is something that is a matter of fact.
上学，工作。然后就是，这就是一切就像很自然而然。
So it is a matter of fact that you go to college and then you get a job.
但是我想说的，在我们家却是神的恩典。
But in our house, this is truly a grace of God.
因为几年前他进入大学以后。
Because a few years ago, after he started college.
由于专业不太合适，环境又有很多诱惑。
Because the major was not suitable to him, and there were a lot of temptations in his life.
两年以后，他几乎就是要放弃学业。
About 2 years ago, he almost gave up on his college studies.
那时候，作为我们人来说，我给我的太太交通，我们真的是没有什么办法。
At the time, I fellowship with my wife. Humanly speaking, we had no means to help him.
所以我只有把我们的这件事情带到那个我们的陈道主。
So I could only bring this matter to our morning watch group.
然后要求弟兄姊妹为我们祷告。
We asked the brothers and sisters to pray for us.
然后教会里面有很多知道的弟兄姊妹也为我们代祷。
And a lot of brothers and sisters from the church who knew about this also interceded in prayer for us.
然后我跟太太每天就是在吃饭的时候也到主面前有一个祷告。
And my wife and I, every time when we eat a meal, we would also pray for this.
我在主面前曾经就祈求说。
So I pray to the Lord.
主啊，那个孩子是你赐我们的产业。
Children are possessions that you've given us.
但是我们却是无能。
However, we are totally powerless.
求你亲自来看顾你的产业。
We entreat you to watch over your possession.
我们愿意把它让在你的手中。
We desire to put him into your hands.
求你来带领引领。
We entreat you to lead him on his ways.
这样的祈求祷告大约经营了快一年。
And we had this kind of prayer for about a year.
然后一年后奇迹就发生了。
After a year, a miracle happened.
他转入了新的学校，进了新的专业。
And he started in a new school and started a new major.
在那里他学习特别用功。
And he was very successful in his studies.
每年的 GPA 基本都维持在很高的水平。
He has maintained a very high GPA.
所以在第二年再去学在他上学的第二年和第三年，他都得到了做 intern 的机会。
So in his junior and sophomore year, he has opportunities to do internships.
在毕业的前一年。做 intern 的公司就给他工作的 offer。
So a year before he graduated, the company whom he interned with gave him a permanent job.
所以这一切的一切，在几年前是不可想象的事情，今天变成了现实。
All these things that we cannot imagine become a reality.
我只能说感谢我们的主。
So I can only say that we thank our God.
荣耀归永生的神。
Glory be to the living God.
谢谢。
我们在见证当中，我们是把我们的荣耀赞美归给我们的主，我们的神，所以请弟兄姊妹不要鼓掌。
We want to give glory to our God, and so please do not applaud.
下面请神宇姊妹交通。
Sister 神宇。
感谢主，今年我们真是全家经历了神很多的恩典。今天有机会在这里，我就想，交通两个事情。
We thank the Lord that God has allowed our family to experience a lot of His grace, and I just want to fellowship with you on two events.
我就用大卫的祷告来开始。
I wanted to start with the prayer of David.
我要求靠至高的上帝，就是为我成就诸事的神。
I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me.
今年我已经回中国四次。
This year I have returned to China 4 times.
年初的时候圣灵感动我，二月回家陪父母过年。
Earlier this year, the Holy Spirit moved me to spend the Chinese New Year with my parents.
这是出国20多年第一次回去过新年。
This is the first time ever after I've left China in 20-some years to spend Chinese New Year with my parents.
我父母都已经80多岁。
My parents are in their 80s.
在许多弟兄姊妹带导下，还在我的哭求下，神真是垂听我们的祷告。
So with all the intercessory prayers from brothers and sisters, and I also prayed with tears, and God clearly heard our prayers.
我父亲决志信主了。
My father committed his life to the Lord.
尽管他有中度的失智，会将我们姐妹的名字搞混淆。
Even though he has some medium dementia, and he confused the names of the sisters and my sisters and my name.
但属灵的事情他却很清楚。
However, he is very, very clear in terms of spiritual matters.
因为以前每一年回去我跟他传福音的时候，他都很有逻辑条理地告诉我为什么他不信。
Because every year in the past, when I preached the gospel to him, he very methodically and logically showed me how he could not believe in God.
但今年年初的时候神恩待他，在他真是年老的时候没有放弃他，他清楚觉知信主，这真是神做的。
But however, earlier this year, God was gracious to him. Even though he was in his elderly years, he clearly committed his life to the Lord. This is a work of God.
我妈妈其实还有点疑惑，并且再次问他说，你真的信了吗？
My mom was still a little skeptical, and she asked him, "Do you truly believe?"
他说是的，我信了。
And my father said, "Yes, I believe."
四月底，我母亲突发心脏病去世。
Toward the end of April, my mom had a sudden heart attack, and she passed away.
我之后，我父亲的照顾成为一个很大的挑战。
Therefore, caring for my father has become a big challenge.
他的记忆力衰退，没有方向感了，但是体力还不错。
His memory is fading fast, and he has no sense of direction. However, he is very strong physically.
我姐姐义不容辞地接下了照顾爸爸的责任。
So my sister very bravely took on the responsibility to care for our father.
因为我妹妹与我都不在上海。
It was my older sister who took on this responsibility because me and my younger sister are not in Shanghai.
但是我们都没有预计到这是多么大的一个挑战。
However, none of us can foresee it was such a great challenge to care for our father.
五月到六月之间，我姐姐家里一片混乱。
From May to June, my older sister's household is a total chaos.
尽管由我姑妈们来帮忙，另外请了两个保姆来照顾。
My two aunts were there, and we have hired sitters to help with caring for my father.
仍然有很多的状况出现。
However, we constantly have issues.
我爸爸出去散步，保姆们姑姑跟着追，还有走丢的时候。
My father would take these walks, and the sitters and the aunts would go and follow him, and he could still get lost.
姐姐经常情绪非常低落，非常沮丧。
So my older sister has sometimes is very low emotionally and is quite depressed.
之前她不愿意考虑送养老院。
Previously, my older sister was not willing to send our father to the nursing home.
我们在这里真是不能帮别的忙，只能祷告，也求弟兄姊妹带祷。
We could not do anything here in Houston. We could only pray for him and also ask brothers and sisters to pray for him.
神的手真是在带领。稍后姐姐也开始愿意考虑老人院。
But the hands of the God of our God has been at work, and after a while, my older sister is willing to consider nursing homes.
在中国老人院不多，愿意收这些这样特别需要老人的更少。
In China, there are not that many nursing homes, and for nursing homes that would care for special needs elderly, it is even more rare.
感谢主，我姐姐还有亲戚从网上看到有这样一家老人院。
I thank the Lord that my older sister and relatives saw this particular nursing home on the website.
更奇妙的是，我妹夫在美国从《经济学人》这个杂志上也看到有一篇文章介绍这一家新的中美合资的老人院。
More miraculously, the husband of my younger sister in the States, she also saw an article in The Economist about this JV nursing home.
我姐姐与姑妈一起去看了这家以后，觉得这是她设施这是她最满意的一家，尽管她已经看了五六家。
So my older sister and my aunts went to look at this particular nursing home, and they were quite satisfied with it after they've seen, you know, five or six others.
但是放在我面前更大的挑战是我父亲不愿意去住在那里怎么办
But then the greatest challenge now is what if my father is not willing to stay in the nursing home?
他体力不错也可以清楚表达他的情绪
And he has his strong physically and he could clearly express his emotions.
他如果抗拒的话我们是不可能也不舍得强行让他住下的
if he opposes this idea, there's no way that we can force him to stay in a nursing home.
7月2号，我这之前我已经回国，我们约好带我爸爸去，这是约好去老人院的日子。
So I went to China, and July 2nd was the day that we all made prior arrangements to take my father to this nursing home.
1号的时候，在我爸五岁时，姐姐与我两个姑妈，我们就下午一起商量一些第二天的细节。
So on July 1st, me and my older sister and two aunts were talking about the details.
其实我们大家都很不确定明天会发生什么事情。
We actually were all very uncertain about what would happen the next day.
之后我有些时间与他们分享到我的信仰。
After that, I had some time to share with them about my faith.
我姐姐直接挑战我所信的神。
And my sister, older sister, directly challenged what the God whom I believe.
她说：“若你信的神是真实的，你求他让爸能够安定住下来，否则我是不会信的。”
So my older sister said to me, "If the God that you believe is true, then make our father be willing to stay in the nursing home. Otherwise, I would not believe in your God."
并且她说：“从我的经验来说，我们知道爸愿意在这样的陌生环境中住下的可能性是零。”
Also, we know that from our past experience that the probability of my father willing to stay in this nursing home is zilch.
他说最后的还是 你陪他几天，他最后还是回来。
So ultimately, we think that maybe we'll stay with him for a few days, and then ultimately he would get out of the nursing home.
真是从人的常理和经验来讲，这是真的。
From human experiences and human logic thinking, this is true.
但我知道，真是我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
But I know that my help comes from God who made heaven and earth.
我回答他说：“这地方若是主安排的，主预备的，他必让主必让他安心住下。”
So I responded to my older sister, "If this is a place that God has prepared for my father, He will let him stay there."
尽管说了这话，我心里还是有那么一点忐忑不安。
Even though I've said these words, I'm still ill at ease.
之后。我马上打电话给如敏，请求教会弟兄姊妹为这个事情祷告。我也知道星期三晚上弟兄姊妹都为了这个事情来祷告。
So even though I said these words, I still called my husband to ask brothers and sisters from the church to pray for this. And I also know that the following Wednesday night we all prayed for this.
就是七月二号上午，我们就是带着父亲一路就开车去这个新堡老人公寓。
In the morning of July 2nd, we drove a car to take my father to this special nursing home.
一路下雨，并且我爸爸就开始有剧烈的头晕，以致我们得把车停下来让他休息一下。
And it was rainy all the way, and my father has severe dizziness, and so we had to stop the car to let him rest.
最后，当我们到达老人公寓的时候。我爸爸是由护士用那个轮椅推到房间里去的，因为他的头晕。
Ultimately, when we got to the nursing home, the nurses have to wheel him in because he had severe dizziness.
然后医生护士都很快来照顾给他吃药。
And then the nurses and doctors came very quickly and give him medication.
我爸其实之后很快就好了，就可以自行吃午饭了。
And then my father very quickly got healed, and he could eat his own lunch on his own.
回头想，这真是神的智慧和安排。尽管我们不明白他为什么会突然头晕。
And as I think back, this really was a wisdom and arrangement of God because we did not know why he had this dizziness.
由于头晕，他自然的以为他去医院治疗他的颈椎病，所以没有任何抗拒。
Because of his severe dizziness, he thought he was going to the hospital to be healed, and so he did not oppose any of these arrangements.
因为他们其实很抗拒老人院这个概念。
Because they were very in opposition to the concept of nursing homes.
真是神特别的预备和恩典，他很顺利地适应了那里的规律和生活方式。
And because of the great grace of God, my father quickly adapted to the way of life in this nursing home.
我也花了四五天在那里陪伴他。
I also spent 4 to 5 days accompanying him.
在那里，我也认识了那里的弟兄姊妹们。
over there, I also got to know the Brun sisters there.
并且知道他们的总裁是一个基督徒。
And we also know that their president, is a Christian.
两周前我又有机会去看他。
So 2 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go visit him again.
他很高兴。
He was very happy.
他带我一起去打乒乓球，这是他每天的活动之一。
He took me to play ping pong with him. This is one of his daily activities.
然后还有下五子棋。
And then he also played Go.
Five in a row.
Huh?
Five in a row.
Five in a row. Go.
护士护工们都跟我讲他们下不过他。
All the nurses say that they cannot win over this five in a row chess game.
最后我再加一点，就是我姐姐家的保姆这次还跟我讲起。
So I also wanted to tell you that the nanny from my older sister's home, she mentioned this.
她当时我跟我姐姐就是讲到我所信的神的时候，她其实都在听。这次她就跟我讲起说，你信的神，真的让外公住下来了。
So the nanny was clearly listening in to my conversation with my older sister about the God that made all these arrangements. So she said to me that the God that you believed in enabled your father to stay there.
我就用这个神的应许来结束这个交通。
So I want to conclude my sharing with God's promise.
压伤的芦苇它不折断，江残的灯火它也不熄灭。
A battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out.
我们的主真是听祷告的主，当我们在急难中呼求他时，他应允我们并给我们帮助。
So our Lord is a God who listens to our prayers and our affliction, and he will listen to our prayers and help us.
大家好，那个翁弟兄说我们可以在位置上讲，可以。
Greetings, Brother James promised us that we could share from where we sit.
就很多弟兄姊妹都知道了，因为我先生工作的事情，所以他一直不能来美国。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters have heard about this because of the job-related reasons. My husband cannot come to the U.S.
甚至探亲也不可以。
My husband was not even allowed to visit to come to the States to visit relatives.
但是今年终于那个能来探亲了。
But this year he finally was allowed to come visit his relatives in the States.
就是上个月来一个月，然后就回去了，在 Thanksgiving 那天就回去了。
He was allowed to come to the States for a whole month, and on Thanksgiving Day he went back.
有很多弟兄姊妹是知道，但是也知道他没有来教会。
A lot of brothers and sisters knew about this, and they also knew that he did not come to the church.
但是神在这一个月中所做的事情，的确是让我们所有的人都实在是无法用言语说他的信实和他的慈爱。
So, but what God has done through His faithfulness and loving kindness this past month is something that we cannot even express.
当他来了以后，我心里特别的觉得说，我觉得应该是什么都不要说话。
When he first arrived, in my heart, I had the moving that I should not say anything.
对，就让他自己来体会，来体会，或者是来观察。
So I wanted him to experience himself and to observe for himself.
我没有说任何一句你要来，一定要强迫他来教会，或者说你要信主怎样怎样，说很多的话。
I don't want to say any word to force him to come to the church and to force him.
我只是说，你愿意来吗？如果你愿意来就来，不愿意来我不勉强。
I only said, are you willing to come? If you're willing, come. Otherwise, I would not force you.
所以我就照常自己该怎么样就怎么样。
So I did what I needed to do.
第一个星期我们去看了女儿。
The first week we went to visit our daughter.
然后后来就发现有弟兄姊妹开始邀请她。
And then I discovered that Brown sister started to invite him to
come to church. 那我就说你愿意和弟兄姊妹私下里去人家家请你吃饭或者是到我们家来他说可以。
So I asked him, are you willing to go to other people's homes or invite Brown sisters over to our home? He said yes.
后来首先是姚刚弟兄和小新姊妹就首先请了他。
So first Brother Gang and Sister Lucky invited him.
那第一次姚刚弟兄非常有智慧什么也没说太多的关于救恩的事情。
So the first time our Brother Gang was very wise, he did not mention much about salvation at all.
只是很友好的这些交通。
And Brother Gang just had very friendly fellowship.
那后来因为俊凯弟兄很快要回台湾所以就隔了几天就和薇薇然后和姚刚和小新又到我们家来了。
So because Brother Jack had to leave for Taiwan soon, Brother Gang and Sister Lucky and Sister Wei Wei came to our home again quickly.
那天晚上，他们就和他说开始谈到这个神的事情，谈到耶稣基督的救恩。
That night they started to talk about matters relating to God and about the salvation of God.
他什么都没有说。
He did not say anything.
而且问他有什么问题他也没有说话。
We asked him if he had questions and he did not say anything.
但是当我们结束祷告的时候祷告完了以后那个君凯弟兄就说你可以祷告如果你愿意的话你可以怎么样祷告。
So we started to pray and then Jack said that to my husband that if you're willing to do this and that then you can pray in this manner.
所以他就开口了，也让我们很吃惊。然后他就是能称耶稣基督为主，就说了两句话。
And so to our surprise, he actually prayed and he also said a few things to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord.
然后到第二周黄弟兄和王吉善弟兄他们两家又请我们去 KT
the following the second week Brother Huang Claire Huang and Brother Jisun also invited us to their families in KT
当我们到他家的时候他们就开始跟他说反正我也都不说话的
So when we got to these people's homes, I didn't say anything, and they started to talk to him.
可是他说了一句话也让我很吃惊，说的我已经早晨跟女儿发了微信，老爸是会信主的。
He also said something that surprised me. He said that I already emailed our daughter this morning that your father will believe in the Lord.
然后他们跟他谈过以后，也送了他圣经和书，完了我们就回来。一般来讲回来我是绝对不会跟他继续 follow up 这些事情的。
And so they talked to him, they gave him a Bible and some books, and then we came home. Normally I would never say anything after that to follow up.
与此同时就是我们周六晨更组的周姓弟兄也请我们去他家。
And then Brother Joe from our Saturday morning watch also invited us to his house.
在这之前在黄弟兄家结束祷告的时候然后我们祷告完了他就自动祷告了。
It's also at Brother Claire's house. When we finish our prayer, he also voluntarily prayed.
并且说自己是一个罪人。
And he also admitted that he was a sinner.
然后到周姓弟兄家，周姓弟兄跟他分享了他几十年在主里面的经历。
And then when we're at Brother Joe's house, Brother Joe shared with him his experience in the Lord for the past few decades.
对，也是在结束祷告的时候，他也自动祷告。
And then at the conclusion, he also prayed on his own.
而且不仅承认自己是个罪人，还求主耶稣的洗，血可以洗净他的罪。
Not only did he admit that he was a sinner, he also asked the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse his sin.
所以以至于周兴弟兄在他祷告完说，你这个祷告跟那些觉知祷告的差不多了。
So Brother Joe said to him, your prayer was sort of similar to the prayer that people uttered when they committed their life to the Lord.
但是我心里一直觉得神还有他的工作要做。
But in my heart, I still felt that God has more work to do.
所以我们成根组的弟兄姊妹，大家都有一个心愿，要和他见面，并且要一起分享。
So the brothers and sisters in my morning watch all had this burden to meet with him and to share with him.
所以在他走之前，最后一个礼拜六的晚上，我们就有一个聚集。
So the Saturday night before he was to leave, we had a gathering.
在这个聚集当中，实在是感谢神，因为我们没有吃饭，从六点钟开始到十一点多钟，还有人没有说完。
I thank the Lord.
到十点多，十点，十点二十。
In this gathering, we did not eat at all from 6 p.m. all the way to later than 10 p.m. We keep sharing with him, and we still haven't concluded our sharing.
因为每一个人都把自己信主的经历在这个上面分享。
Because every one of us were sharing with him regarding our salvation.
不仅是让我们弟兄姊妹之间彼此得到激励。
Not only the brothers and sisters there were encouraged.
而且我想也让他心里有很大的震动。
I also know that in his heart he was greatly shaken.
因为之前他说他什么话都不会说的。
Because earlier he already said he would not say a word.
但是当分享到一半的时候，他就说我可不可以说几句话。
But halfway through the sharing, he said, "May I say something?"
让我说你不要问我，你愿意说就说吧。
So I said to him, "Don't ask me. If you want to say something, say something."
所以在结束的时候，他就跟周弟兄说：“我可以说几句话吗？”
So at the conclusion, he asked Brother Joe, "Can I say some things?"
他说：“我虽然现在还有很多的事情不太认识，但是我愿意叩这个门。”
He said that even though there are many things I do not know right now, but I'm willing to knock at this door.
所以我觉得这个聚集呢，很多弟兄姊妹的分享，的确让他看到教会是一个什么样的一个缩影，一个光景。
So I can tell that through this sharing, he can truly see that all the this is a snapshot of of the church.
基督身体里面弟兄姊妹的怎么样的一个生活？
This is a peek into the life of the body of Christ by brothers and sisters.
所以这当中也有很多弟兄姊妹鼓励他先读新约，从新约开始读圣经。
So many brothers and sisters encourage him to start reading the New Testament.
所以呢，第二天他早晨很早起来。
So the second day he woke up early.
他就跟我说，他说我昨天读了马太福音，其中第六章三十四节，不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。他说这句话，突然间觉得神是对我讲的。
So he woke up very early the next morning and he started to read the Gospel of Matthew. And then he told me that he read Matthew 6:34 as if God is speaking to him. And these are the words, "Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself."
因为我实在是一个忧郁的人。
Because my husband truly is a man of sorrows.
为很多事忧虑的。
Because he is anxious for many things.
并且提到说，昨天周弟兄祷告有一句话，从把我们就主耶稣把我们从黑暗的权势里面迁到爱子光明的国度里。他说这句话就在我心里面特别震动。
Also, he said that last night when Brother Zoe prayed in his prayer about how God has moved us from the dominion of darkness into his marvelous light, those words created a huge shaking in his heart.
他说我实在是知道我从前都在黑暗里面。
So he said that truly I knew I was in darkness before.
所以这时候我心里特别想到就是希伯来书第八章里面这个第十节。到第十一节。
So as he was sharing with me, the words from Hebrews 8, verses 10 and 11 came to my heart.
我就不全部读了，就是后面一部分，就是因为神已经将圣灵赐给我们一切相信的人，所以他上面说，他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
I will not read all both verses, but because the Holy Spirit has already taught us. Therefore, the Bible says, "They shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen, and everyone his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest of them."
所以主自己一步一步的，最后就是翁弟兄主动的跟我联系，问我关于这个事情是怎么回事，就是问我情形如何。
So step by step, the Lord has been leading us, and then Brother James called and asked me what the situation is like.
我就把简单的过程说了一遍，然后他决定要到我们家来单独跟他一起再聊一聊。
So I explained the situation to Brother James, and he decided to come to our house again on his own, alone to fellowship with my husband.
所以翁弟兄就跟他单独聊了两个多小时。
So Brother James spoke to him for more than 2 hours.
具体的情形我并不知道，但是大概情形就是他把自己的这些事情都跟翁弟兄分享了，然后翁弟兄带了他读了一些圣经，解释了他一些问题，最后带了他做觉知祷告。
So I do not know specifically what they said in those 2 hours. However, he probably explained what he has experienced in the past weeks. And then Brother James shared with him some Bible verses. And then he led him to the prayer of confession.
因为翁弟兄说他的救恩是清楚的。
Brother James said that he has clearly, his salvation is clear.
并且他自己最后问翁弟兄，如果我没有受洗，我现在是基督徒吗？
And finally, he also asked Brother James, if I have not been baptized, am I a Christian?
翁弟兄说你已经是了。
So Brother James says, you are already a Christian.
所以当女儿回来的时候，他就说翁弟兄进来的时候是跟我握手的，走的时候是跟我拥抱的。
And so when our daughter came home, he told our daughter that when Brother James showed up at our house, he shook hands with me. But when Brother James left, we embraced.
还一点点时间，就是说，一点点事情是说，我们在 Thanksgiving 之前去到 College Station 接女儿的路上的一个小小的一个事情。
There's also a small thing that happened on our way to College Station when we were trying to pick up our daughter from College Station.
因为我的车之前一个星期已经换了新的胎两个，然后已经看过了，所以我们觉得是没有问题的。
Because previously we have changed both tires and it was good, so we didn't think there would be any problem.
当我们在开到路上一半的时候，那个显示胎压的灯就亮了。
Halfway on our drive, the engine light, the pressure marker light showed up.
但是我心里一点都没有想到说我新换的胎会有任何的问题，想我可能是备用胎没气了。
So I didn't realize that I couldn't think that the two new tires that I changed out would be problematic. So I think maybe my reserve tire has problems.
可是我们也就没有，就不知道当时为什么就没有停下来看，就继续的开。
And I don't know why, but we did not stop, and we keep driving.
这当中确实觉得这个车好像是有点不太稳的感觉，但是还是也不知道为什么就继续往前，一直到了 College Station 那个加油的地方。
We did feel that the car was not very stable, but we didn't know why, and we kept driving until we reached a gas station near College Station.
所以当我们准备打气的时候把车子停下来一看，那个就非常害怕，因为后面的一个新的胎就完全没有气了。
So when we were about to pump some air, get some gasoline, we noticed that there's one tire that is totally low in air.
当他看到这样情形的时候，他自己心里面一个自然的就说，真的是神保守了我们。
So when my husband saw this, out of his natural reaction, he said that God has truly kept us.
他说神是不是因为我才信他，所以他就让我知道他是来保守我们的。
He said that because the Lord knew that I just believed in him, therefore he has kept us.
对，就是过程就是这样。那最后我还想读一段以赛亚书的一个经节，在二十六章。
Finally, I want to share with you with the words from Isaiah 26.
耶和华要将救恩定为城墙，为外廓。二十六章第一节。
Isaiah 26:1. We have a city, strong city, and he sets up walls and ramparts for security.
敞开城门，使守信的义民得以进入。
Verse 2, open the gates that the righteous nation may enter.
坚信依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安。
Verse 3, the steadfast of mind, thou wilt keep in perfect peace.
因为他依靠你。
Because he trusts in thee.
你们当依靠耶和华直到永远。
Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock.
因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
Because he is an everlasting rock.
让我们一同祷告，把感谢赞美归给我们的主。
Let's pray together and offer up thanksgiving and praises to our Lord, our God.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, our God, we thank and praise you.
哦，真是。从岁首到年终
from the beginning of the year to the end of the year
你何等的恩待了我们
how you have been gracious to us
让我们可以来经历可以来见证你是又真又活的神
you enable us to experience and testify that you are the true living God
哦真是愿哦主您再来恩待我们带领我们保守我们
be gracious to us and keep us
让我们真是在地上能够活出那耶稣基督那生命的馨香之气。
Enable us to live out this fragrant aroma while we're on this earth.
哦，能够让您的爱充满在哦神的家当中。
So that the love of God can be filling in this house of God.
哦，真是让您的儿女因着我们的顺服。能够成为这爱流通的管道。
And because of the obedience of your children, we can become channels of this love for you.
我们愿主您的旨意得着成就，愿您的名得着荣耀。
We desire for your will to be done and your name to be glorified.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.